As we watch world events unfold and fulfill Scripture, it's hard to believe anyone could doubt God and His Word are real. And yet there are so many who either question or completely refuse to believe it. The God Who Speaks is a 90-minute documentary that hits the doubt head-on with evidence that proves God is real and His Word is the ultimate authority. Watch it anytime and invite others to watch with you. Just visit stream.afa.net. That's stream.afa.net.
This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
At the rate of inflation, what would the $6 million man be worth today?
That's a good question.
But the lady sent me the wrong shirt. The one I got had Huey, Dewey, and Louie on the front of it.
Is that true?
At least he didn't say, you know, Larry, Moe, and Curly.
Yeah.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Thanks for listening to AFR. My name is Tim Wildman, and I'm remembering my name. I don't know when you forget your name, but...
We remembered you.
Later on down life's road, perhaps, but right now I got it. Ed Battagliano joins me. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
And the pride of Owensboro, Kentucky, J.J. Jasper.
I don't mean to brag, but I went in the kitchen the other day and remembered why I went in there. Kind of to your point.
You didn't have to retrace your steps?
No, I didn't have to stand there and think,
what
did I come in here for?
When I retrace my steps.
That's actually funny.
I retrace my steps. I have to go, why did I retrace my steps?
That's right.
What about when your mom, you know, if you couldn't find your glasses or you couldn't find your keys, and your mom, get ready for it, that famous thing, well, they've got to be somewhere. Oh, thank you, Mom. You were right up there with Solomon. That was a real wise word.
How about when they're on top of your head?
Somewhere. Yeah, your keys or your glasses? Because one is worse than the other.
I tell my wife, because she is bad to forget where she laid her phone.
Yeah.
So I'm always saying, you want me to call it.
Right.
Call your phone. So when she leaves her keys, though, I say the same thing. You want me to call them?
Oh, that's
and
good.
And she goes, yeah, call. No, wise guy.
All right, Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio, also known as Learning University. Learning University is on the air. What are we going to do here today, Ed?
We're going to educate folks, as you say, edumacate folks. And this is a university. It's accredited. It is as good or probably better than Ivy League schools. And here is our vision for our students.
And we're not woke.
And we're not woke. That's
well,
right.
We're equal. That Phoenix University or whatever their name is out west.
Southern New Hampshire is where I got mine.
Southern New Hampshire University.
I've never been there. Don't even know if it's a real school, but they sent me a paper because I finished it.
Yep.
Yes.
They sent you a paper?
I sent them a check, and they sent me a diploma.
That's right, diploma.
Our goal, our vision.
Our vision.
Come on.
At Learn University is to make you smarter.
Smarter.
Betterer. And awesomer.
And awesomer.
But we, how
One
we do
question
that
at a time.
Is we ask questions. We challenge our students. Some of them, you know, will go online and do the research. Others know this information. But we are driving up your IQ, your intelligence quotient, one question at a time. So we're going to each ask three questions each. Mm. That is a total of nine questions. See? So the learning has started already.
It's already started.
And so you call in to ask, answer, or do both. The number is 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. Mm-hmm. Call in to answer, ask, do both. We like for you to do both. One of these nine questions is special, JJ. What's up with that?
One is a mystery question, one of these original nine questions. If you happen to land on it and answer it correctly, you'll hear this glorious sound.
Yes.
Ah, the beloved cowbell.
Beloved cowbell shall ring.
And that means you won a really nice AFR cap. Our boss, Tim Wildman, holding the cap up for those of you who are watching. Ed, how do people watch this here show?
Well, they can watch on either YouTube or Facebook. Search for today's issues or Today's Issues Live. That's the name of this program, Monday through Thursday. On Friday, we have a little fun called Trivia Friday. And by the way, if you want to take a look at these hats or you want to buy one outright, you can do that. You go to our resource center, resources.afa.net, resources.afa.net. I do want to let you know that last week at the tail end of the program, Mark answered the mystery question correctly.
Did he?
But yes, he did. But he already had a hat, and he said, I want to pay it forward. Well,
how nice.
The show was over, just about over. So we said the first person to answer a question correctly today will get Mark's hat from last week.
Amen.
And if you call and answer the mystery question correctly, and that's the first question to be answered correctly, I guess you would get two hats for yourself and a loved one.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Callers do need to be 11 years old or older to get on the program.
And you need to have waited 8 weeks between calls. True?
Yes, that is absolutely true.
So you're eligible to call and be on the air with us if you haven't been on in 8 weeks. That's the rule, because we try to get as many new people on the program as possible. All right, Ed, what do you got, my friend?
All right, here are my three questions. First one, a Bible question. This was submitted to from a couple that I met at our AFA retreat just a couple weekends ago, Wesley and Marcia McCarver. This is a great question. The second beast in the book of Revelation is said to have a lamb-like appearance. Mm-hmm. How many horns does it have? The second beast in the book of Revelation is said to have a lamb-like appearance. How many horns does it have? Second question, in terms of average number of deaths, what weather condition is deadliest to humans? I'm going to give this a multiple choice. Is it heat, cold, tornadoes, hurricanes, or flooding? In terms of average number of deaths, what weather condition is deadliest to humans? Multiple choice. Is it heat, cold, tornadoes, hurricanes, or flooding?
Yeah, we can always count on you for a morbid question.
Yes, can't we?
I mean, you always come through.
Death or destruction?
Yeah, death or destruction. Ed's going to bring it.
I was only halfway listening, and I thought he was reading the motto of the Postal Service in the early days.
Oh, yes, that's right. But through tornadoes, hurricanes, or flooding, the mail will be delivered.
I thought he was staying in Book of Revelation there.
Well,
after the horned lamb.
It's not far from it.
The flooding and the
tornadoes, the hurricanes, heat and cold. All right, third question. It's a true-false question. So-called gut feelings.
So-called.
What's that?
I'm just repeating your so-called.
Oh, okay.
I like that expression, so-called.
So-called gut feelings are real, since there is a nerve that runs from your gut to your brain. Is that true or false? So-called gut feelings are real, since there is a nerve that runs from your gut to your brain. Is that true or false? And let me just say, pay no attention to the man laughing behind the curtain.
Y'all wonder why Ed dropped out of medical school. Now, it started in eighth grade when he was dissecting that frog.
And he went with his gut feeling.
I can't find this gut from the belly to the brain of this frog.
Its legs are moving still. I thought this thing was dead.
You and your formaldehyde.
I just got a gut feeling.
You're with your frog in it. You're out of class. You're making too many people.
I just got a gut feeling we go with the liver over the kidney on this one. Guys, what do you think? Now, let's start surgery.
All right, here's what I've got. First question from the Bible, from the New Testament.
Okay.
Saul, later we called him the Apostle Paul, but Saul, who restored Saul's sight after he was blinded on the road to Damascus? Who restored Paul's sight? Second question, what was the motto of the Three Musketeers? Not talking about candy bars, because their motto would have something to do with calories, but we're talking about the swashbuckling swordsmen.
Yep.
What was the motto of the Three Musketeers? Third question, true or false, the cheetah is the only big cat that does not roar. It actually meows and purrs like a house cat. Is that true or false?
That's terrible.
It'd be sad. Well, it'd be a bad way for you to be minding your own business, and you hear a meow and a purr, and you say, I've got nothing to worry. I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. I'm not even turning around.
Here comes the cheetah.
And here comes the cheetah.
Here it comes.
Like a flash. Man, a roar would have given
but
me.
But the cheetahs don't. They don't eat people and stuff, do they?
They eat Cheetos. You look at any bag on there, and you can tell they live on Cheetos.
That's why they got the orange around their mouth in every picture you see.
That's exactly right.
I don't think they probably hunt people.
That's what I'm saying.
Like Cheetahs, tigers and lions.
They run. They run fast.
Yeah.
They run fast.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Here are my three questions. Number one, from the world of science comes this question. What causes ocean tides? You ever thought about that one?
Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, my word.
I had no comment. I'm not going to comment. I'm moving right along.
Say that out loud. Oh, man.
You ladies on The View,
yeah.
Ed's cell number is 662.
All right, here's my second question. This is a baby boomer. I got a couple baby boomer questions, but this one in particular. California Dreamin' was the number one song in the year 1966. What was the name of the group that sang it? Got me?
Yeah.
Good question.
That was right in y'all's wheelhouse there. I was just
just a little kid.
Little kid, little toddler running around, toddling around in 1966. That's what we did.
That sounds like the song. That sounds just a toddler.
A little toddler toddling around.
Just a toddler in 1966.
All right.
When the Beatles came to town.
My third question, and it's not the Beatles, by the way.
No,
All right, here's the third question. This is a women's question, but some guys will know this. The hairstyle for women, this hairstyle for women was most popular during the 1970s. Name it.
Not only can I name it, I can see it.
You can see it?
Yes, I can.
All right, so those are my three questions. Let's go to the phone.
There are some men who today use it. I don't know.
You serious, Clark?
There was something there, and it just
today's world, you never know.
That's what I was going for. I had to stop.
Yeah.
It wasn't funny the first time. It ain't going to get any funnier the further I go on.
We live in the land of freaks. Today.
Yes.
Unfortunately.
Kansas is the place to which we go, gentlemen. And Kurt from Kansas is on the line. Kurt, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, thank you. Good morning, everybody. How are you guys doing?
Hey. Good morning, Kurt. Brother Kurt. How you doing, my friend? Where do you live in Kansas?
Topeka.
Topeka. All right. Been there.
Been there, yeah, done that.
Capital.
JJ. Has a timeshare there.
Yeah, not so much in Topeka. I've only been there a few times. I've been around the Wichita area 50 times.
Yeah.
I would love to.
JJ's an honorary Mennonite.
Yes. I've spoken at a couple of Mennonite Valentine banquets at Mennonite Church.
Yeah, that's what
you
I'm
get
saying.
Past all the buggies. Great folks.
Past all the buggies.
Parking lot's a little bigger than at most places.
Now, hey, can I ask a stupid question?
No.
So do Mennonites don't drive cars?
No, the minute there are a bunch of different brands. Brands, not the right word. factions of Mennonites.
Said like but a true Kentucky boy.
I went to Bueller Mennonite Church, and it felt like a Bible church, a Baptist church. And I went to their, did comedy at their banquet.
Okay.
Valentine banquet at the Bueller Mennonite Church. And I've been to a couple of
they're allowed to laugh, Mennonites.
Yes. Well, and the
Amish aren't allowed to laugh.
Amish and Mennonites, I'm not real sure about all the difference. But
I'm just
making that up.
Hey, let me throw something in while I'm at it. In a couple of weeks.
Kurt, we'll be with you in a few minutes.
Sorry, Kurt.
Hang in there. pretend you're sitting at the doctor's office. Just pick up a magazine, like fishing magazine or something. We'll be back to you in a minute. Field and Stream, I think it is.
Field and Stream.
Go ahead.
Well, no, you guys asked me about that, but I got to throw this out very quickly. I was supposed to be in Kansas in a couple of weeks for a banquet for the Elyria Christian School. They had some nasty weather there, blew part of the roof off, flooded the school. They're having to redo the whole floor in the gym, so they had to postpone it till February. So I want to throw that out to say, if you're planning to come, it's been postponed, and pray for the school, pray for that area. They said it wasn't a tornado, but it did a lot of damage like a tornado.
Okay.
All right, Kurt, what do you got, my friend? Ask, answer, or both?
Well, can I say a shout-out to somebody?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you go right ahead.
As long as it's not George Soros.
No. Now, I just want to say a shout out to my good friend here in Topeka, Esther Lutra.
Okay.
All right. Shout out to Esther.
Like it.
Yes, good Bible name.
All right, brother. Yes, go ahead. Yes, ask, answer, or do both.
I'm going to do both.
All right. Which question do you want to answer?
I want to do the baby boomer music question, the Tim's.
Okay, Kurt.
Oh, here we go.
All right, Kurt, here it is. California Dreamin' was the number one song in the year 1966. What was the name of the group that sang it?
Well, that was a big year because that was the year I was born. It was the Mamas and the Papas.
That's right. Wow,
nice.
The Mamas and the Papas.
I thought you were going to say the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
That just sounded like one of their
It
titles.
Does sound like a Beach Boys, but that California Dreamin' was a number one hit in that
Good
year.
Song.
The Mamas and the Papas.
Kurt, would you feel comfortable singing a few lines from that for us?
Stopped into a church.
I don't know that.
Hey, I'm messing with you. Great way to get us started right out of the chute. You answered it correctly.
And he wins a hat.
Oh,
he wins
yeah.
A hat. You got a hat coming your way there.
Oh, well, thank you.
Kurt.
That is courtesy of Mark from last week. He paid it forward.
Well, thank
you,
Mark.
And correct answer gets the hat. So
nicely done, Kurt.
Stay up. When you're done, I know you got to ask a question. When we're done with you, Kurt, stay on the line. We'll put you on hold.
Kurt, you could continue this trend of paying it forward if you donate an organ.
The next caller.
Or a piano. It doesn't matter.
That's right.
We'll take it. Donate an organ.
Is that what you did there? You stole my joke, man.
All
right, Kurt, go ahead. What do you got?
Okay. From 1956 to 1969, mm-hmm. How many number one hits did Elvis Presley have?
From what?
56 to 69, he said, I think.
Yeah, 1956 to 1969.
Boy, it's going to
be
a boatload.
Elvis's heyday would have been probably 56 to 60. Right in there, 61, 62, his heyday.
Yeah.
And then he had a couple more hits along the way. He had his comeback. When was his comeback concert, like 68 or something? Like
when
that?
He was in Hawaii? That was a big deal.
That was black velvet. I mean, black leather. You remember that, sitting on a stool, strumming the guitar? It was a special, his comeback special. Anyway, you know what?
I'm going to say 20. I'm going way up there.
Did you say number one hits?
Number one, yeah, number one. Yeah.
I'll say 12.
It's hard to get to number one. I'm going to say 17.
All right, so you got 12, 17, and 20. Kurt, anybody close?
Tim is. He's one number off. 18.
Wow. Way to go, 18. Tim.
Wow.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Hey, so we get a leaner. We get a little something, don't we? Because if it was horseshoes or hanger names, we'd
we're
be
close.
Right there. Yeah,
we're close.
Probably nobody in that time period came close, except for the Beatles, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe.
Oh, the Beatles.
The Beatles. Hey, Kurt, I'm going to put you on hold. Cindy Roberts will get your information, and we'll get a hat out to you. How's that? An AFR ball cap.
Thank you very much, guys.
You're welcome, brother. All right.
I liked his energy. He seemed like a fun guy. And way to start us out, getting a question
Wise
answer.
Wise men say only fools rush in. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. That's
Elvis. That's on the back of a $10 bill, the newest one they printed. No, it is. Look at it. Just
Wise
up.
Men say only fools rush in?
Yeah. Yes.
Look on the back of that $12 bill.
Hey, dude, JJ's getting an early start on Christmas there, isn't he, with that beard?
This is the longest my beard's ever been, and I'm feeling like a little bit of a mountain man. I was in the Ozark Mountains over the weekend, met hundreds of AFR listeners. Bethany Missionary Baptist Church, it was a countywide event. Bouncy house, free barbecue, door prizes. I did stand-up comedy and shared a message. Then the next morning, Pleasant Grove, Arkansas. But Wayne Karen, Brother Roy, Brother Fletcher, but between the two, Melanie, and we brought four of our kids. hundreds. We met hundreds of listeners that just our listeners are the best.
We were talking about your beard. How did you manage to turn this into
Mount
discussion?
Mountain man.
Well, I'm thinking more. I'm thinking more December.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, having a sack over
at
my
the mall.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Well, look, we were in Pleasant Grove, Arkansas. I'm sorry, Mountain View, Arkansas, where they have the annual outhouse races on Main Street. Yeah. The comedy just lands in your lap. You can't make it up.
Oh, gosh.
So we're on our way to Oney, Arkansas, and we're seeing all these towns' names, and one of the towns is 56. The name of the town is 56, Arkansas.
Huh.
And I told
Melanie. Is it spelled with numbers?
Numbers. And I told her, with all those twists and turns and hollows and you meet yourself coming back, I said, they just got tired of picking names. And said, man, going up and down these hills, here's another area. What are we going to name it? You know what? I'm just tired. Let's just give it a number. And
56.
It's 56 from Mountain View, Arkansas to Oney. There's a town called 56. You
get the radar family's going, that's how many grandkids I'm going to have. Good night.
You get pulled over by a cop for going 75 and 56.
Yeah.
All right, who's next?
All right. We go to Arkansas and Deanne or Deanie. I'm not sure how to pronounce your name. Welcome to Trivia Friday. How do you pronounce your name?
Deanne.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Well, Deanne, welcome to Trivia Friday. Where do you live in Arkansas?
Searcy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Good area. We came through there first of the week.
Yeah, and next weekend, my sisters and I are going to compete in that Veen Fest.
Oh.
We did it last couple of years. And last year, we won third place out of about like 25.
She's talking about, Mountain View, Arkansas, their big festival, they have the Bean Fest / Outhouse Races on Main Street. Those two events are together.
Right. Right. And they set up a bunch of cookers around the square and big cast iron kettles, and they soak all the beans, and we go up early in the morning and start cooking, and we add our own personal ingredients and spices and stuff. And last year we won third place.
Hey,
third place. So maybe this year second or first, right?
That's what we're shooting for. That's what we're shooting for. It's next weekend. It's a lot of fun. I've been to the outhouse races, but it's fun to compete too.
Guys, reinforce this, but I got to tell you, our listeners would love this if you're not familiar with this. Tiny town, 2,900 people, but they have 30 restaurants. They're on the courthouse every night. Live music is free.
Every night?
Every night. The park behind the courthouse, little pockets, upright, banjo, fiddle. And we just wandered from group to group to group, all free. And it was just the cool air, the nicest people. It was wonderful. So if you like, well, they're dubbed the folk music capital of the world. And so, and then they have old cars come up there in groups and all kinds of different events like the one she's talking about. But a tiny little town, but I mean, just lots and lots of tourists and real nice if you love old timey music, if you love bluegrass or folk music. So, hey, I hope you do well. I hope you guys get first place. And if you're there racing the outhouse, be careful. That's all I'm going to say.
No, we don't do that.
I got a lot of other things to say, but I'm showing a lot of discipline and self-restraint here.
You are.
Okay, Deanne, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both, please.
All right, which one you want to try to answer?
JJ's question about the Three Musketeers motto.
Here we go. What was the motto of the Three Musketeers?
All for one and one for all.
Oh! Talk about winning.
Wow! Third place in the Bean Festival. Number one on Learning University. You just won yourself an AFR cap.
That's what I'm talking about right there. The end.
Very good.
That bodes well for the upcoming competition.
Trump told you you're going to get tired of winning.
All right, so Deanne, we're coming up to our break, so go ahead and ask your question, but hang on. When we're finished, we'll put you on hold. Cindy Roberts will get your information, and we'll get you your ball cap. What's your question for us?
Real quick, I'd like a shout-out for the I know y'all support the Samaritans First and the Operation Christmas Child with those shoeboxes.
Yes.
Well, right now I'm not in the middle of making a bunch of backpacks and little wash rags and stuff for those kids. So I just like, it's time to start collecting and get your shoebox ready to go.
Good idea.
Samaritan's Purse, Operation Christmas Child. Yeah. Thank you for that.
All right, what's your question?
Last year my sisters and I did about like 20 boxes. This year we're shooting for at least 50 for the prayer meeting group at our ladies' church and stuff. So
wow,
looking forward to it.
Very generous.
My question is, what is a dodecahedron?
A dodecahedron.
My second cousin, twice removed, had to have surgery to get one removed from his right in his medulla oblongata. It was lodged in there and got kind of sideways.
What's the name of this thing again?
Dodecahedron.
Dodecahedron.
Yeah, they're mentioned there in Matthew. Dodecahedron, right after the Sanhedrin.
Hey, you better tell us.
They were one of the tribes. They were one of the tribes.
No, I think it was one of those questions I didn't understand in geometry.
Hey,
what's the answer?
Actually, JJ's sort of close in the math. It is a 12-sided figure. Back in the 90s, the TBS station had a MathNet, which is a spoof off of Dragnet.
Hey, we're almost out of time, Deanne.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I'm going to put you on hold so we can get your cap to you.
Finally, some good news. Over 38,000 babies saved and more than 4,000 commitments to Christ through the ministry of Preborn this year alone. Here's Dan Steiner, president of Preborn.
But if we can get a mom into one of our clinics and show her her baby, and she has that close encounter of the best kind in her womb, she will choose life.
Preborn's networks of clinics provide hope, love, free ultrasounds, and the gospel in action across America. This is Ed Vitagliano. Will you join Preborn and AFR as we rescue 70,000 babies' lives this year? For $28, you can sponsor an ultrasound and help save a baby's life. To donate, dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250, baby, or donate securely at preborn.com/AFR. That's preborn.com/AFR.
Baby, if you've ever wondered whatever became of me, I'm living on the air in Cincinnati, WKRP.
There you go. It's a hit song from the 70s right there.
WKRP in Cincinnati.
A TV show.
Little sitcom.
Sitcom action. All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
Learning University's on the air. And we're going to repeat our questions quickly, and then we go back to the phones.
Our questions that have heretofore
gone unanswered.
Oh, there you go.
Heretofore.
All right, here are my three questions.
Yeah.
The second beast in the book of Revelation is said to have a lamb-like appearance. How many horns does it have? Mm-hmm. Second question. This is for Tim's regular diet of death and destruction. Loves these questions. In terms of average numbers of deaths, what weather condition is deadliest to humans? It's a multiple choice. Is it heat, cold, tornadoes, hurricanes, or flooding? And then third question. So-called gut feelings are real, since there is a nerve that runs from your gut to your brain. Is that true or false? That's what I've got.
Here's what I've got. First question from the New Testament. Do you remember when Paul, well, he was Saul, but do you remember when he was blinded on the road to Damascus? Who prayed for him and his sight was restored?
He was blinded by the light.
Blinded by the light. On the road to Damascus, who prayed for Paul for his sight to be restored? Second question, true or false, the cheetah is the only big cat that doesn't roar. It actually meows and purrs like a house cat. Is that true or false?
Sad, really. Think about it.
It could cause you some real trouble if you lean back. You're sitting around the campfire singing Kumbaya. You got those s'mores going. You hear some purring and meow, and you go, I'm just going to reach back and pet this little cat. Then you draw back a nub. Third question, I'm going to add a new one. How many individual little squares are there on a standard Rubik's Cube? Mm-hmm. I guess back in the 80s, did you guys ever do the Rubik's Cubes?
Not successfully, but I did. I did have one.
Yeah,
I
you had one, sure. Tim?
I did it about two or three times. Pretty boring.
Well, I got a trivia. I got some trivia inside of a trivia. Our newsman, Bronson Woodruff, you hear him on the news, mm-hmm. his brother, Kaysen, competes in Rubik's Cube competitions. His average is 16 seconds. 16 seconds spinning that dude to get all those rows of colors to match up.
Have you ever seen people do it blindfolded?
No.
I've seen it on YouTube. What they do is they look at it first, they turn it around so that they know where all the colors are all jumbled up, then they blindfold them, and then they have memorized already how to turn that thing.
Is that really a challenge then? Really? You got it all memorized?
Yeah, I think it's kind of like seems like a challenge. Kind of like
a Pac-Man pattern. You got it all memorized?
Yes. They leave that and go right to Las Vegas and count cards.
Yes.
I mean, that's just not – that's no big deal.
Yeah, now that you mentioned it, Tim.
Anybody could do that if you were
where are we?
A genius. Oh,
Your turn.
How many individual little squares are there on a standard Rubik's Cube? Oh, I'm sorry. It was multiple choice. Is there 34, mm-hmm. 44, or 54? Tim?
Okay. My three questions. What causes ocean tides? That's number one. What causes ocean tides? Number two, this hairstyle for women was the most popular during the 1970s. Name it. All right. And number three, I got a new question. How long is a gestation period for a horse? How long is the gestation period for a horse? Back to the phone, Jeff.
All right, let's go to Texas. David is on the line. David, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, man. I want to give a shout-out to J.J. Jasper, who set a new record, 10 anecdotes in 25 minutes.
Hey, David, thank you for your honesty. And would you call the Guinness Book of World Records folks for
let
me?
Them know.
Please let them know. Hey, this is my friend. David from Tyler, Texas, a real friend of the ministry as well.
Amen.
Hey, I had a great time at the retreat weekend. That was a high-quality event and wonderful people.
Thank you.
So I'd like to answer and ask, please.
Yes, sir.
Which one do you want to answer?
I'm going to go with Ed's question about the nerve to the brain from the abdomen.
All right. Wait, is he even allowed to answer because he's a medical doctor?
He is allowed to answer. I look at it as no different than someone looking this up. Here's the question, David. So-called gut feelings are real since there is a nerve that runs from your gut to your brain. Is that true or false?
That is true, Ed.
It is absolutely true.
What?
And I was just waiting for someone to answer this because both Tim and JJ kind of mocked this. Go ahead and explain it, Dave.
Hey, this is good because we got a medical professional that can give us the name of the nerve, at least where it's located.
It's the vagus nerve, V-A-G-U-S. It's one of the 10 cranial nerves. And the bowels have always been considered the seat of the emotions.
Right. In the Bible, yes.
You got the vagus nerve. Is that what you got?
And then the Vegas Raiders.
I'm betting he's right on that.
It is. Here's some backstory.
I'm betting he's right on
that. Yeah, I see. I got that. I want to know where the vagus vein is.
The vagus vein?
Yeah, Viva, I mean.
Viva Vegas?
Yeah. Anyway, I just botched that whole joke. Just forget I even tried.
I did it earlier.
Vegas.
If I have to try to remember it for 30 seconds, it's going to be botched.
Here's a little bit of backstory, not much, but it says, according to the Journal of Neuroscience, this is an article in 2014, the vagus nerve does, among other things, helps modulate moods and human response to fear and anxiety.
Wow.
So
who knew? Who knew those fortune cookies were telling the truth? Go with your gut.
Well, because the Bible talks about people making decisions in the kidneys and David said, in the bowels. So I guess the Bible was there first. Yep.
David, what's your question for us?
Okay.
Yeah.
Who was the youngest? I'm going to give you a multiple choice. The youngest man to make general in the United States Army. And I'm going to give you some last names, and you pick the last name you think is correct. Custer, MacArthur, Sherman, Jackson, Pennypacker.
Pennypacker.
Okay, guys, I'm gonna give us a way to eliminate this. Go with the Civil War, Sherman, or the other one, because they were thrown into war. You advanced quickly. You had to just—I mean, 14-year-olds came in the war, and they were quickly sergeants, captains, whatever, because there was so much. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. Custer was like—he was the one quoted as saying, "I'm feeling good about this."
No, he said, "I'm going with my gut." He said, "I'm going with my gut." Then he said, "I'm feeling good about this."
We'll probably have different guesses. I'm going to go with Custer. I think he was pretty young.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Penny Pincher.
Penny Pincher.
I'll go with Custer.
It's going to be Sherman or Penny Pincher. You guys wait and see.
Well, Penny Pincher.
Sherman lived long enough to have a tank named after him, didn't he?
I think the Sherman might.
Yeah, you got to get up in your 40s or 50s for that. They don't give a 20-something-year-old a tank named after him. Am I right?
Well, Sherman was during the Civil War, but the tank came later. But you're saying,
right?
All right, David. What's the answer?
The answer is Galusha Pennypacker from Valley Forge, Pennsylvania. He entered at age 16 as a sergeant. By 17, he was a major. By 18, he was a colonel, and at age 20, he became a brigadier general in the Pennsylvania Army, serving in the Civil War.
Wow!
He retired at age 39 as a general, and he won the Congressional Medal of Honor for his service. Galusha Pennypacker.
Where's he buried? Do you know?
Pennsylvania, I'm sure.
At Gettysburg, maybe somewhere like that.
Well, and you know, a lot of people don't realize he retired at age 39, and then immediately started managing a Dollar General right down the road from where he grew up. So he had two careers.
Dollar General may have been named after him. I don't know.
Well played, David. Hey, now I know Tim's been there. David, have you ever been to Gettysburg?
You know, I haven't.
What?
Yeah.
With all those tours?
I haven't been there.
It's very moving, and I would recommend everyone go to Gettysburg and Arlington because it's very humbling and very solemn.
That's what I was going to say. Have you been?
I've never been.
Oh, you got to go. Our family just went a couple of years ago when we went from Mississippi to Maine, and in my mind, I thought it was a field, a split rail fence, a couple of cannons, you know, left over. And just said, okay, here's the field where it happened. I didn't realize that it's all over. Then they have the guided thing where you can tune your radio and have your own guided tour. And they say, here's where they're coming over this ridge. Here's how many.
Yeah, they had little round top.
All these little areas. But then they do have lots and lots of cannons. They have lots of monuments. They have lots of statues. Very, very sobering. And then we did the same thing David was talking about. We went to Arlington. And I know Tim takes tours to Arlington. That is so moving and inspiring and very, very sobering. But please go to Gettysburg.
If you've never seen the movie, there's an outstanding movie from 1994 about Gettysburg. It's got Jeff Daniels, got well-known actors in it. It's superb. It's long. It's almost 3 hours long. But it just talks about the human mistakes that were made, but the courage of men on both sides. You'll get choked up watching it. So
yeah. Hey, David, take care there in Tyler, Texas. Thank you for your love and your prayers and your support of AFA and AFR. It's always great to see you.
Man, a great interaction there. All right, we go back to Arkansas, and Chris is on the line. Chris, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, esteemed professors. How are y'all?
Oh, hey, thank you for esteeming us.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that. Yeah. I'm just teasing. Thank you for your kind words, Chris. Where do you live in Arkansas?
Yes, sir. Jonesboro.
Okay.
All right. Jonesboro. Right. Home of Arkansas State University.
There you go.
Yes, sir. Red Wolves.
And there's a big rice company there, right?
Yep. Riceland.
Riceland.
And on your way
one of
there.
The largest.
I like the roller coaster.
We got some nice roads.
Yeah, they got a they got a theme park there, like Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Yeah,
chocolate.
Right, right. Somehow I don't think Chris is falling for that.
And when you're on your way there to Jonesboro, you get to a place where it's the biggest fault line in America, more than San Francisco. And one day it's just going to crack open, and the whole neighborhoods are going to fall in. So you try to speed up when you get to Mark Tree.
Yeah, it's. He's joining you there, Ed, your morbid, dark view of the world.
Hey, Chris knows I'm telling the truth. Mark Tree, it's pretty sketchy there as far as the
you got the
seismic
Madrid fault
plates.
That runs all the way up. Yep.
What's the name of the fault? I forget.
Yep. New Madrid Fault.
Yeah.
It's my.
But Mark Tree is where the bullseye is, so speed up just a little bit when you get right there so you can get on over to the other side. Hey, Chris.
For all the little children who are listening to J.J. Enters. Is our neighborhood really going to fall into
my
the
My thing is, I just don't want it to happen when I'm crossing the Mississippi River.
Ooh.
You know, on the bridge
no,
there?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
My daughters, I took my daughters to, it was a father-daughter banquet in Jonesboro. So two of my daughters, Sadie and Maddie, and right when we got to Mark Tree, I told them that story. And they said, sure, Dad, you know,
right,
and rolling
right.
their eyes. And then one looked it up on their phone and said, oh, my word, he's telling us.
We're right over the top of it.
Go.
We're
yeah.
up the Mississippi going backwards?
Yeah, when we're no, but it's going to.
It's predicted.
That's the worst place where it's going to
read on
up
in the book of Revelation.
Yes. Okay. But just past the second beast, right?
Yeah. Hey, Chris, ask, answer, or do both, sir.
I'm going to do both, and I want to the cheetah one.
Oh, okay. It's true or false. Here's the question. The cheetah is the only big cat that doesn't roar. It actually meows and purrs like a house cat. Is that true or false?
Well, that's relatively true, but I don't think you've mistaken for a kitty cat.
It is 100%. True. And yeah, it might not sound exactly like a house cat, but it said that it meows and purrs much like a house cat. That's crazy. I just figured every big cat would roar.
Yeah.
But it's the fastest land animal.
Land animal. Yeah, they run so fast that their spots come off. It's only happened a few times, and the people that were there and saw it, it's hard to unsee.
Oh,
hey, Chris, did you know that, or were you guessing, or what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I knew that.
Okay, what's your question for us?
We homeschool, so I know a lot of useless information.
No, look, you're learning while they're learning.
That's right.
Yep, that's true. My question for y'all is, my Sunday school is going over Job right now, and in what chapter does God start confronting Job?
That's a great question.
I'm trying to remember how many chapters, because it's the last like two chapters. I want to say, the other guys might have a guess. So I think it's like 32 through 34.
I don't have a guess, but I like how, you know, Job, all of his so-called friends weigh in, and then, you know, he just, you know, talks so much and laments, and then God shows up and says, gird yourself like a man. I'm going to tell you about my glory, and then I've got some questions. Where does Frost come from? Who gives the horse the courage to run into battle? Were you there when the boundaries of the earth, you know, all these things, and, you know, you're humbled reading it, and then Job, of course, you know, is taken aback.
Okay, hang on a second. I'm trying to remember. You know what? It may be 38 to 39.
That sounds right.
I think I'm getting the number of chapters. I think it's 38 and 39.
Let's go with that. Tim?
I don't know.
38 and 39.
It's 38. Very good.
Okay.
Hey, way to go, Ed.
Way to go,
well,
Pastor.
I don't know where I was getting 32 and 34, but maybe some verses in there that are important I just couldn't remember.
And if you haven't read Job in a while, read that, not just to see about the patience that we need, but also about suffering, about God being sovereign. It talks about hanging in there by the skin of your teeth. I'm not making that up.
Yeah.
That's in the Bible. It's right. It talks about an egg yolk in Job. There are a whole lot of interesting things there.
Chris, how many chapters are in Job? It may end at 38.
42.
42. Oh, 42. All right.
Hey, thanks for knowing the word.
Amen.
And you guys homeschooling, that's a blessing. And, hey, I was just in your state over the weekend. What a beautiful state there in Arkansas, Chris.
You're in one of the more beautiful parts of it, too. That's really nice up that way.
Yeah, right in the heart of the Ozark Mountains. Well, God bless you, buddy. Thank you so much for listening to AFR.
Amen. All right, let's go to Kansas. We're going to Kansas and Arkansas a lot today. That's okay. Fred is on the line. Fred, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, mighty men of valor.
Mighty men of valor.
Thank you, Fred. That's what I'm talking about. That's the same thing that Gideon heard when he was hunkered down, afraid, kind of winnowing some wheat to make one last sandwich before he was likely to get killed. And the angel of the Lord, showed up and said, Gideon, oh, mighty man of valor. And here's your takeaway. Others see a shepherd boy. God sees a king.
Amen.
And he sees that potential in you if you'll
realize
your need for God, repent of your sins, and receive Jesus Christ into your heart and life by faith.
Amen.
Because he said, who, what? I'm the smallest in my family. My family's the smallest in the clan. But the Lord said, Gideon, oh, mighty man of valor.
Amen. Good preaching. Didn't expect a sermon, did you, Fred?
Well, not yet, but I'm counting on it.
Hey, Fred, ask, answer, or do both, sir.
Well, I need to ask JJ a quick question. Did you share those pretzels with anybody, or did you eat them all yourself?
You know, I was hoping this was Fred Panier from Kansas. I've been having fun on the morning show. And during Trivia Friday, I said that they never take my suggestion for the fall share-a-thon. I think it needs to be called Pumpkin Spice Share-a-thon. And I said I've had a pumpkin spice candle. I stopped and got a pumpkin spice latte on the way in. I've got a pumpkin spice oil change in my truck. Fred sent me some pumpkin spice pretzels. He did. Oh. I'm sharing them with John Riley. We had them for breakfast yesterday.
Fred.
We were drinking coffee and enjoying some pumpkin spice pretzels.
I'm going to say that sounds pretty disgusting.
You know, they were actually good. They were very good. I wouldn't order them from a menu because I only think about the pumpkin spice. I said, hey, if you can't beat them, join them.
Yeah.
You know, so I was having some fun with it. But, Fred, that was so – and I shared on the air. I said, boy, our listeners have a good sense of humor, and they're paying attention.
Yeah.
Thank you for that, Fred.
You just eat anything people send you in the mail?
No, it was sealed. It was sealed.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, he did it upright. He sent it, like, FedEx or whatever, and it was in the – he bought it from the grocery store. They didn't make it out back in a cauldron.
That's where food comes from, right?
That's right. Hey, Fred, thank you for that, and – ask, answer, or do both?
Yeah, just wait till next year and see what happens.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
I'd like to do both.
All right.
Which
one you want to answer?
JJ, or Tim's question about the hairstyle?
Yeah, okay. Here we go. Fred, this question is this. This hairstyle for women was the most popular during the 1970s. Name it.
That would be the beehive.
The beehive, I think that was 60s, wasn't it?
The beehive? Fred, I had the beehive, and then I switched it to what I know Tim's talking about.
That's incorrect.
About.
Good try, but that's incorrect, so Fred.
Okay.
But this that was a good try, question. But I think the beehive, I think that's...
Late 60s,
I think that's
probably.
60s, yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Did women go in the beauty shop saying, give me
the beehive?
Yeah,
they did. Yes,
my mom,
they did.
I have pictures of my mom with the beehive.
My mom had one.
It was the 60s.
Yeah.
But did they call it that then? Did they?
Yeah, it was called a beehive.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah.
Beehive. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah, a lot of trouble between those and the ceiling fan.
He's got a question.
Yeah.
Bring it, Fred.
So I have a choice between a car question or a history.
I'd do better with a car question.
Go ahead with the car question. JJ, he's on it.
He's our guy on the cars.
Okay, so the five most popular colors of cars, black and white are the first two. Mm-hmm. Can you name the next three?
Well, I thought it was going to be a little more technical. This is going to be a guessing game for us.
I'm going to go one of them's got
red.
Red.
Red's going to be one, right?
Oh, silver. You see silver. Vehicles everywhere.
Red and silver.
Black and white, silver,
red
and then what was the other?
Green,
five?
Green? Yes, five. So what's the next three?
Too many green. Yeah, but maybe. Yeah, yeah. Or no, look. let's say blue.
All right.
Evervescent.
Well, how are we doing there, Fred?
Is evervescent a color?
It's a mood.
So.
It's
blue.
You get from your gut.
Blue
feeling.
And silver is correct, but not red.
Not
red.
Red's
not.
All right. What are the colors? Blue, silver.
Bunch of fire engines out there. I know that. You know, that are red. Am I right?
One yeah. in every town. Hey, all right. What's the answer?
What's the answer, Fred? What's the other one, the third one?
The other one is gray.
Oh, gray, oh, silver, gray, and silver. Blue. Okay.
I'd kind of merged gray and silver.
I did about yeah, mine, to tell the too. Difference. Hey, Fred, thanks again for those pumpkin spice-covered pretzels.
Yeah, sure wish we could have had some, but not really.
Yeah, I shared those with Fred. John Riley, and then I took them home for the kids, and they're like tiny locusts. They devoured them. They're like Mikey.
All right, we got to take a short time out for news here. When we get back, Gary in Tennessee will be up first, right?
Yep, Gary in Tennessee.
And then a slew of other callers.
A slew of other callers.
Coming correct. Your way. Do I hear an echo in this room?
In this room. In this room.
Yeah, room. We do. We'll be back momentarily.
Momentarily.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.